What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, Three Wide Crew? What's up? This is another edition of the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. EG3, here with you guys once again for another preview, Cup Organization preview of this podcast, folks. Here, as we continue to run through literally the cup teams here in the cup series for 2023 ahead of the 65th annual the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Several previews out right now, and I can tell you this right now, folks, we're gonna be a lot of content coming out between now. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3, the Three Wide. Sometimes I've been calling it a Three Wide NASCAR podcast. Either way, same thing. All things NASCAR, Craftsman Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series, the three biggest adventures of all of NASCAR, folks. So there's a lot of content out already. Handful of first episodes of Season 8 now out, including the reaction to the Clash. My reaction, anyway, to the Clash, which is going to be a preview of what to expect to the 2023 season. Instead of doing all these previews and whatnot, you're going to be getting limited raw reaction, which the main episodes will be out on Mondays. I know I've been posting content trying to get this out to you guys. You guys familiarize with the teams. If you're new, then you need to listen to these previews previews of the podcast referring to the cup teams. There will be a full episode rundown, all in one, trucks, drivers, trucks, organizations, and drivers. And I know there's going to be one of Xfinity as well. And there's also already earlier in the season already, there's a Craftsman Truck Series episode retaining to the schedule as well. So you want to make sure you're top, make sure you're downloading this good content from Manhattan, Kansas, where you're truly lives, Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3 for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're going to go right on to it here. Continuing the cup previews, we're ahead of the Daytona 500 going down, I believe, based on where I'm getting at right now. Might be this weekend or early next week, depending on what it is. And for those of you who want an exact number, I don't know the number. It's going to be between 332 and 336 of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Once we get into a normal routine, I'll have those numbers out. But right now, hey, we're downloading this. We're getting after these cup previews. So we're already, the previous one was about Richard Childress Racing in 2311. This one will be about, which formerly was Petty GMS or Petty Motorsports, now Legacy Motor Club, and RFK Roush Keselowski Racing there. So RKR Racing there as well. Yeah, what is what? Roush Keselowski Racing, damn it. Let's just go with that. But anyways, back to Legacy, obviously, with the returning of a legend, 7-time Jimmy Johnson, running a part-time schedule. He will be running the 84 Chevy, and including trying to get races way into the Daytona 500. So I believe he'll have a provision, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that. But a lot of places that I've read, some podcasts I listen to, he's got to race his way in. So with that Carvana sponsorship that he was partners with over on the Indy side, and just recently, by the way, he announced that he's going to be taking flight at the Chicago inaugural Chicago Street Race in July, this upcoming July. So everyone's kind of dreading that that race right there. But we'll see what happens. I actually had some interest there. I looked up some of the things out there, checked out the course layout, things like that. Now, I had interest in going up there. But obviously, I have bigger plans in store a few weeks before that, with my marathon being in Minnesota this year. So that is not going to happen. Trying to reserve my big travel just for that only this year. But yeah, I thought about it. But yeah, it's going to be like a couple weeks behind my recent trip, my planning trip anyways to Minnesota anyway. So that was not happening. But Jimmy Johnson's going to go up there anyways on a part-time schedule along with Daytona. I don't know his schedule on top of my head right now. I don't know if he's even fully announced where he's going to go to, really, to be honest with you. But, yeah, Jimmy Johnson, part owner now with Richard Petty. Of course, Legacy Motor Club. Why do they rename this? It's still kind of confusing. But I'm going to go with Legacy MC or Legacy to be really short and blunt. So, yeah, Legacy with Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson, and, of course, the other guy who won multiple championships that I can't. Oh, Dale Sr. I should know that. Dale Sr., Richard Petty. But Dale Sr. has his own team that he's been named after. Richard Childress Racing. But anyways, you know what I'm saying there. So Jimmy Johnson's up there with those guys, and he thought about he and Richard Petty. This is the 75th anniversary of NASCAR. You're thinking to yourself, why? Why you take the Petty name away? But Richard Petty apparently was you know, okay with that. So, very interesting. So, we'll see what happens on that front. But Jimmy Johnson's going to have to, that 84 is sitting on no backup points, so he's going to have to race his way in to the field. That's going to be interesting, but I'm pretty sure he should have a provisional, if I'm not mistaken, there. So he should be racing it either way. But we'll see. We'll see what happens there with him on that. Very interesting for him. Why did he come back to NASCAR? Well, you're already a part owner, so there's that. I don't know. You build up a great legacy for yourself. Jimmy Johnson, a guy that really nobody saw this coming. You go back in the time machine. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, he obviously teams with Jeff Gordon. Spent all that time with Hendrick Motorsports. Obviously, Jeff Gordon, he's part owner, obviously, with Hendrick Motorsports now for past several years. But absolutely, yeah, you're thinking to yourself, why did he come back? And in particular, really, why is he coming back racing when you already have seven championships on your belt? I don't understand that either. But hey, when you're going to be one of one, first ballot Hall of Famer, when you're a seven-time champ and you won like 80-plus races, you deserve it. So, and it'll be interesting also to see how he fares with this. This car will be new to him, obviously, but to the rest of the field, it won't be, because we're pretty much a year and month into this, our new generational car here for NASCAR. So Jimmy Johnson, part owner of Legacy. So we know two races going to be a part of. I don't know where. I probably think he's going to race Auto Club as well, being he's from El Cajon, California, too. That's my guess. If I had a best guess at that, I would assume he would race there as well. Try to get in as well. So we know he's won pretty much most of these racetracks there as well. But the drivers, his drivers on his team, Erik Jones, who finished 18th last year in what to see to be, he was in the hunt for the playoffs. One win coming when he was not a playoff driver in the playoff opener at Darlington, 3 top fives, 13 top tens. This number should have been more than that. So this is kind of my dark horse team right here to make the postseason. This 43, Erik Jones. He was really consistent, in my opinion, all year long. But he had a couple weeks, he'll be up there in the top 15, top 10. Next thing you know, he'll have that one bad race in the month that will plummet him outside the playoff position, right? So I look for this team out of got a year on this belt. Obviously, the iconic 43, that's not going to change, right? So I think Erik Jones, for me, and if I can get around to it, it's going to be one of my dark horses here to make the playoffs here, to win a race in the regular season, and to get in the playoffs. And I would not rule out Daytona by any means with that team. So I think Erik Jones, and he had a teammate, Ty Dillon, which was nowhere close to where he was, which Richard Petty and team made the change from Ty Dillon to Noah Gregson in the 42 car. Noah Gregson, Xfinity Series, last couple years, and particularly last year, for the last couple years with Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s team, right? started all 33 races, gathered up 8 wins. And in that stretch, I believe it was in the playoffs where you won, reeled off like 4 wins in a row with made history with Sam Ard before that streak broke. But he won 4 races in a row. Half of those races were in a streak. 21 top fives, 26 top tens, and 16 stage wins in his last year in the Xfinity Series with Junior Motorsports. And Noah Gregson, I'll put this in this category. He's half a rookie. Because, look, Noah Gregson, he ran a part-time schedule with the other full-time cup car for colleague, right? So he did that, and then he did some more work with another team or something like that as well. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, he tried to make this race a year ago. Did he make the field for Vaught? I don't have last year's results, but I'm pretty sure he did. I know the previous year he did. He missed out on it. I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, because I remember he did make the field. He did make the field. So, again, this is savvy guy. Obviously, I think these two are going to be really good. I think I would not be surprised if Noah Gregson will be up to speed by midseason. Because, look, you already got basically almost a half a season on your belt. And by then, okay, so your year, it's like a postseason. Who was this? I think it was Jim Nantz, Tony Romo on the AFC Championship broadcast. They were talking about the Chiefs secondary with all those rookies, right? So when you get in the postseason, right, you play all those games, like 16, 17 games, right? You get that deep in the season. Well, obviously the Chiefs. By then, I think when this comes out, the Super Bowl, the season, the NFL campaign will be done. So it'll be done or it'll be game time. So one of the two things. But no, I think this will come out early next week. I think on Monday, early Monday, I think. But anyways, this will come out either way, either day. So it's gonna come out. But yeah, you're not a rookie anymore when you play 16 to 17 games. So that is what I'm getting at with that. And I think when Noah Gregson reaches halfway of the regular season, the Cup Series this year, between he and Ty Gibbs, I've been saying this all along, they'll have the rookie stripe, no question about it, all year long. But if driving-wise, mid-season, just a tad in the second half, they're gonna be up to speed, I think, a little bit. So that's where I go with that on that. And Noah will lean, obviously, on Eric. And obviously, so I would not be surprised to see Noah Gregson competitive here before too long, and it won't be a surprise, but it'll be interesting. He has that cup experience though, so that proves valuable for sure when in this level. So you have Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson, owners of this legacy motor club now, and Eric Jones, your number one. Noah Gregson coming off a runner-up spot in his last year in the Xfinity Series last season there as well. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Now, moving over to the other team I'm going to talk about now is Roush Keselowski, RFK. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I don't know why I screwed that up. RFK Racing, right? Roush Keselowski Racing. And I'm skeptical about this team as well here. Obviously, Keselowski getting the ownership business last year, but his other employee finished ahead of him, and that person is Chris Buescher. And on top of that, he got a win last year again, like Eric Jones, not a playoff driver. And he won the original Bristol with no dirt on it. So Chris Buescher last year, right? He could have won another race at Richmond there against Harvick, but he ran out of laps there couldn't quite get the Harvick there in that second Richmond race. But he won last year, 3 top fives, only 10 top tens. But more importantly, though, circle that win right there, the first for Roush Keselowski. And okay, in that same race, I believe, Chris's own boss and owner slash teammate, Brad, had an opportunity to win this race, too. He was leading as well. Both of these, I think this team came on strong they came on strong in the second part, really in the playoffs. Of course, both of those drivers didn't make it, obviously. So, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, we'll see. I mean, they were not a factor in the clash, which was mind-boggling, to say the least here. But we're gonna finish up here with Roush Keselowski Racing in a few minutes. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Welcome back to another edition, team preview edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. All right, so Eddie Greer, the third, your host for this podcast. All right, so Chris Buescher. Yeah, and finishing my last point there before a little bit of a small break. Brad Keselowski, right, had a chance to win this race, had some issues, and then Chris Buescher went on to win that race. So both of those cars were strong. In the clash, they were non-existent. I think Brad missed the clash for a second year in a row. So you wonder what's up with those cars and how they're going to be more competitive. Obviously, Keselowski, last year in the fight, you know what you're going to get from him in the 500. He's one of the other guys that has not had that iconic 500 win. Can he get it this year? Well, we'll find out as well. Brad Keselowski, nowhere to be found last year. He hopes to get a little more from his race team here. Chris Buescher finished 21st in the 2022 driver standings last year. Brad Keselowski finished 24th. Only one top five, six top tens in a stage win for the part owner of Roush Keselowski Racing. So that you hope to be better. You're Brad Keselowski, you hope to be better. And really, I know he wants to be in front of his teammate / employee Chris as well, but I said something along the lines last year on this podcast that Chris Buescher could very likely still finish ahead of Brad Keselowski in the upcoming year of the NASCAR season. And Chris really settled down. Chris was fast on the road courses. I know he was there. Coda, Watkins Glen. I want to say Road America 2 is up there as well. So, and I mentioned Chicago Street Race earlier in this episode with Jimmy Johnson. So, we'll see what happens with them. Can they improve? They obviously got that win, that first win, as a organization. So now when you look at this team, can they make strides in 2023? That is the question. And what do you think, Eddie, that you ask? I don't know. I do not know what to expect from this race team. You want to see gains from year one to year two. That's what you're looking for from these teams. Obviously, and now with the newly rebranded name, Legacy Motor Club, now Eric Jones has a new teammate in Noah Gregson. You hope to take that next step in getting maybe an addition to not just that one win, but another win there for Roush Keselowski. Can you get more consistency? Can Keselowski, we know Keselowski can, if he has a good competitive car, he can drive it up there. Hence, I believe, if I remember, New Hampshire last year, he drove up to the top six or something like that. So we know that he can still get it done. But yeah, he got shut out in the victory lane column last year, along with Blaney, along with Truex. So, and I'm still gonna stay on that fact that look, all three of those drivers will reach victory lane. This in 2023, Keselowski included in that. Blaney, Truex, these guys are too talented, and Brad Keselowski will find a way to win a race. And obviously, the speedway tracks give him that possibility, right? They give him that possibility to win, right? So we'll see what happens there with this team. Can they take steps forward and not back? That's what we're looking at with these race teams here in 2023. One win, two wins between the two of these organizations last year, between what was Petty GMS, now Legacy, and Roush Keselowski Racing has that one. So this is a tough field, man. You're going against Penske, Jogias Racing, Stuart Haas every week, Henrik Motorsports. Penske. You can throw Trackhouse in there as well, Richard Childress. These are, this is the fourth two-tandem organization that I've previewed. I previewed Trackhouse and Richard Childress. No, it's fifth. This is fifth because 2311, RCR, you go back to Trackhouse as well. You're going against those teams as well, and I would probably say they're fourth and fifth, respectively, when it comes to the 1-2 punch, really, when we look at things a little bit there. So you're going to get in. Well, why? Because you're obviously dealing with the Kyle Busch factor with RCR now. So that's going to be a handful. It's going to be a handful of these teams. But again, this car, the big question with this car, are we going to get the same thing what we did last year was parity? You get different guys winning different almost every other week, pretty much. Or you're going to see these mega teams like a Joe Gibbs, Henrik Motorsports, Penske, put them in there because they're three-car, not two-car. SHR, Stuart Haas Racing, will they step up their level of preparation and be a lot better and more consistently over these other two-car race teams there? So it'll be interesting for sure. But, yeah, I got these guys right around the bottom of it. I haven't previewed Colleague yet. That's coming up on the next preview edition as well. I think there's a couple more. We're almost done, really, with the team previews there as well. And so we'll see what happens in there. There was a shocker on one organization there, a kind of turning in a different direction. Let's say that. I'll touch on that when I hit that organization here as we are getting down to the end of these team previews. So that's a look at Legacy in Roush Keselowski Racing here in a 3-Wide podcast with EG3. We're about to head to the garage here. Folks, if you're listening to any of these episodes for the first time, welcome on board. Make sure you subscribe. Tell your racing fans, your fellow NASCAR friends about the 3-Wide podcast with EG3. We're about to kick off the 2023 season. It basically kicked off last weekend with the Clash. If you have not listened to the Clash reaction, make sure you check that out. Download it. Check that out as well. Because that's what's going to be about this year. Figured change a little bit of things up here. Instead of, you know, previewing and everything else like that. But I'm still going to, obviously, the Daytona is going to be packed with, obviously, Craftsman debuting, Xfinity debuting. So I'll talk about those briefly. Not as long as I have, but maybe not. I don't know. But we'll see how that goes. Love that, but it'll be mainly Cup, obviously, and I'll definitely run down, mention Craftsman and Xfinity still, because this is the 3-Wide podcast with EG3, that's what it's all about, right? So, definitely talk about that, but that's kind of a preview, a little bit of what to expect from this reaction preview, so definitely check those out, or check that out, at least, anyways, from that as well. So much going on with this podcast, so definitely, you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast, wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. Folks, we're headed to the garage on another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, another team preview organizations edition. It's in the books. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, saying thank you once again for listening to another preview edition. We are pretty much closing into the end of all these Cup teams here. We got at least four more teams because I know I mentioned Colleagues, so that's coming up next, and in Front Row, that might be the same episode there as well, so we'll definitely talk about those two teams in the latter as well. So make sure you subscribe to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. The checker flag has flown. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Talk to you later, folks.